You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. The IT industry has entered the new era of cloud, mobile, big data, and social. Tuangru is a leading marketplace platform for buying and selling data center technologies, combined with integrated software as a service applications like data center infrastructure management to deliver great cost control, visibility, and management to data center operators. Tuangru has the core belief that everyone, everywhere should have equal access to innovative hardware and software that significantly lowers IT costs with increasing efficiency. Deploying smart data center infrastructure management tools inside the data center become critical for operators to manage artificial intelligence, or what is called AI workloads, along with current workloads to drive energy efficiencies without sacrificing too much in performance. Mr. Jad Jabara, President and CEO, is here with us today to give us five tips on how to choose a comprehensive DCIM software platform. Mr. Jabara, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be with you.
Yes, and nice to have you back with us, and look forward to hearing more about Tuangru. So for starters, for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, tell us more about Tuangru, and when was the company founded, and what products and solutions do you provide to the marketplace?
Thank you. Well, Tuangru was founded in 2012. We are a data center management, infrastructure management company. We provide a platform that enables our customers to procure, deploy, monitor, and measure their IT assets through a simple web browser. Essentially, we believe that software tools are now play an integral role in keeping data center operations reliable and efficient. And every executive and every operator needs the visibility in their infrastructure and the visibility around the financial aspects, operational aspects, infrastructure, and IT, and ability to baseline and benchmark the performance to enable the right decisions.
And Mr. Jabara, what are some of the important features that competitors may not have? In other words, your lead differentiator.
Well, you know, we compete in an industry that has multiple incumbents. And when we looked at the product offerings in the segment that we operate in, we have, you know, some of our competitors operate in the facility layer, meaning they provide an offering where their tools satisfy the power, cooling, UPS, and PDUs, and that aspect of the house. The other silo is the IT side, where we're talking about the IT equipment, servers, network equipment, storage equipment. And then the third area is the virtual layer. Now, when we looked at this, we said we need a comprehensive tool, comprehensive platform that enables the visibility across the whole layers and enables the stakeholders, meaning executives and operators and managers, to make decisions on the financial level, operational level, infrastructure and technology, and across the three layers, the facility layer, infrastructure layer, and technology layer. And that's what we offer. We offer an integrated platform that gives you that visibility across the three layers and enables you to make the decisions and links all that information in one centralized place in an easy-to-use web platform.
Excellent. And you are certainly growing and expanding and recently moved into a new office, and that's always good. What does this actually mean for you?
Well, it's a validation of what we're doing. You know, we're growing in multiple areas. We're a global company. We have offices in the U.S., and we have excellent centers in multiple states. We have offices in Europe, and we're headquartered out of Vancouver. The growth is a validation of our strategy. We're providing the right technology platform at the right cost model and the right consumption model to our customers. And that's driving and fueling our growth and expansion and funding as well.
Also, data center infrastructure management software tools are playing an integral part in keeping data center operations reliable and efficient. How do you see these tools evolving?
Well, the tools are evolving beyond the current offerings. You know, traditionally, DCIM referred to the I as infrastructure, as when you're looking at the facilities, the generators, PDUs, and UPSs, and so on and so forth. And typically, it was, you know, a manufacturer of the equipment for the power side provides you that technology stack. Where it is evolving, and it will evolve, you know, one, you need the platform to expand into the IT workloads and the virtual workloads and give you the complete visibility into what workloads are running and why they're running on that infrastructure. So the three key questions that any executive or any operator, you know, ask themselves: what workloads should run and why, where they should run, and how should I measure if should I move them from this place or that place? I'll give you an example. Should I run my infrastructure internally on my data center, in my data center, or should I go to the cloud? Why should I do that? And what will make, and how do I make that decision? Is it a financial decision or is it a technical decision? That's where DCIM has moved to, that visibility on the financial level, operation level, infrastructure, and technology. Where we believe it is moving, it is expanding more into the business intelligence, BI. It is expanding more into the deep learnings and predictive analytics, meaning going deep into understanding, you know, giving you deep insights into your platform. What, you know, predictive analytics about what failures could happen inside a hard drive based on specific insights. Then you're looking at AI, artificial intelligence. You know, imagine today in your house, you can look at your speaker or your Amazon or Siri and say, ask questions and get intelligent answers. And finally, AR, augmented reality, ability to walk inside the data center and with augmented reality see, you know, the hot zones, the cold zones, the ability to zoom on a server that has problems. So, you know, the past is restricted, has been restricted into the facility layer. The present is complete visibility into the financial, operational infrastructure and technology across multiple layers, facility, IT, and virtual. And the future, we believe it's expanding into business intelligence, BI, deep learning, artificial intelligence, AI, and augmented reality. And that's how we see the platforms evolving, and that's the what excites us about the field is the amount of growth and excitement in technology side.
Quite informative as well. Today we are joined by, once again, Mr. Jad Jabara, President and CEO of Tuangru, a leading marketplace platform for buying and selling data center technologies combined with integrated SaaS applications like DCIM to deliver greater cost control, visibility, and management to data center operators here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Jabara, before jumping on the DCIM train, what should one do to ensure that the transition goes smoothly?
Well, to start with, you need to look at the first question is identify the pain. You know, why do you need a DCIM platform? You know, from our engagement with several of our customers, sometimes the pain is on the facility side, you know, understanding how what is running in my facilities, I need to optimize that. Sometimes it's on the product side, you know, the VP of product or the product team needs to understand the profitability of products, what products to keep, what products not to keep. Sometimes it's on the CFO level, getting pressure from the board and saying, well, you need to move your application workloads to Amazon because it's cheaper. Now, is it? You know, you only can know if it's cheaper or not, or is it better or not. Once you understand, you gain the visibility on the financial side. What is the cost of every application workload that I have in my data center? What is the operational aspect of it? What's the cost of my technology side and the infrastructure side? Once you have that visibility, you can baseline yourself and say, well, today the CTO, the COO, and the CFO can sit down and say, here's our running cost. Here's our baseline from a CapEx and OpEx. This is how our technology footprint looks like. Here's an operational workloads look like, and now we can compare it and benchmark against public clouds, private clouds, or upgrade in our internal infrastructure. So the first challenge is, why do you need a DCIM? Identify the pain points and the various stakeholders within the organization that require that. Once you identify that, then you start looking at the implementation and what you need to choose from a platform perspective. So we typically advise our customers, you need a tool that drives optimization and automation, easy to use, easy to install, easy to consume. So the two tenants, easy and drives optimization and automation. And once you satisfy these two requirements, then you can start looking at the functional requirements, technical requirements, financial, and vendor side.
Most helpful information, and thanks for that. Now, you mentioned five tips on how to choose a comprehensive DCIM software platform. What are those tips, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, tip number one, start with identifying the pain. Where are the pain points in the various functional areas within the organization? Don't try to solve one silo alone. Don't try to solve a network problem or a facility problem. Look at all the pain points within the infrastructure and identify them. Second, look at for a tool that drives automation and enables optimization. So driving and enabling automation and driving and enabling optimization. Third, you need to look at a tool that drives insights. You know, go beyond the traditional, I need to manage power alone, or I need to manage my server infrastructure alone. What insights can you get from the infrastructure? And the insights are on the financial level, operational, infrastructure, and technology. And the fifth one is you need a platform or a tool that plays well with others. You know, every data center is unique, and unique in terms of they deploy heterogeneous environments. They have multiple hardware platforms, software platforms from a lot of providers and have the choice to choose. So you need a tool that understands that and understands that you play in a heterogeneous environment and can support it. And you can leverage the existing investments that has been made within the infrastructure and within processes that have been built inside the infrastructure. You need to think about, playing well with others from a change management side, and mature APIs that you can talk to various systems. So the playing well with others, the sub-bullets, heterogeneous environment, you need to look at leveraging investment and the existing processes that are in place, because change management is key. And you're looking at mature and secure APIs that can integrate with other platforms. So these are the five tips.
Awesome, and great information shared right there. Now, as an entrepreneur, what are the three pieces of advice, as we shift gears a little here, that you could provide to other entrepreneurs that would lead to the success of their company?
I think we covered that on the last interview, and I love talking about it as well continuously. First and foremost, don't assume that you have all the answers. We adopted the Lean Startup, the Minimum Viable Product by Eric Ries. Essentially, we continuously validate with our customers and our partners our roadmap and our products. We don't build something and say, well, you build it, they will come. On the contrary, we go with the Minimum Viable Product, we validate it, and then we continuously adapt and be able to pivot. Second, invest in your team. As an entrepreneur, you're under a lot of stress and a lot of, ups and downs within, every day and every week. So make sure that you have a solid team and trust your team. So and surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. You need to be the dumbest person in the room. And believe me, I have the luxury of being that amongst my team. And lastly, you need to be passionate about what you do. The passion is key for getting you over the humps on that, ups and downs of everything that comes across your way. And you need that and to drive the company forward.
Mr. Jabara, always good to have you. And thanks so much for all the information and advice shared here today. Much appreciated. Before you go, where can listeners get more information about Tuangru?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, www.tuangru.com, TUANGRU.com. And you can reach us on all the social media platforms as well. And all our contact information is on our website.
Can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Jabara, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you again.
And the pleasure is always ours. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Jad Jabara, the president and CEO of Tuangru, a leading marketplace platform for buying and selling data center technologies combined with integrated SaaS applications like DCIM to deliver greater cost control, visibility, and management to data center operators. And for more information and for contact, simply visit tuangru.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.